time of Turnback album, the record company had let us know that we were in an unfavorable situation with them, where we were going to get one more chance to write a hit album that had some hit singles on it. So I just got down to work and said, I'm going to try and write the best song I've ever written. Uh-huh. I started writing Rosanna and constructing it in a way that I wanted to put everything I knew about hit songwriting into one song. And the band is such good arrangers and good musicians that it just took on a life of its own and became the record that you hear.
Right.
And I think it's a very good, very demonstrative of hearing Toto, of the way Toto sounds. Because you can hear all the individual players uh-huh. playing on it. It just keeps elevating as it goes along.
Now, I mean, there's a story that goes with Rosanna. Was that Rosanna the same Rosanna Arquette, the actress?
Yes. That was the same actress. I just met her. I didn't have the title of the song until I met her. She was walking through my kitchen with Steve Picaro,
uh-huh.
who she was dating. She was dating him at the time.
Right.
Met her. And I just started down sitting playing the song again. I started putting Rosanna, the title Rosanna, in there and singing it, and it seemed to fit perfectly. So she was the she charmed her way into the song.
And did she like being the star of that song after it became famous?
I'm not so sure, but I know that she's aware of it.
Uh-huh.
And we get along okay. You know, I haven't talked to her in years, but I'm sure she's has some mixed feelings about it, you know.
Okay. Now, here's Toto, a band of great L.A. musicians, but you're inspired to write a song called Africa. So how did you come up with, writing a song about Africa?
Just my mind, my imagination. I always wanted to travel.
Right.
Which is one of the reasons I formed a band, so I wouldn't have to join the Navy and swab the deck, you know. So I could travel and see the world.
Uh-huh.
And I've been watching, pictures on TV, travel logs. I used to watch travel logs of Africa all the time on TV when I was growing up. And I was always romanticized and was compelled to want to visit Africa, or at least write about it.
Right.
Bit, kind of Stanley and Livingston-esque.
Okay.
And, I got a new instrument called a CS-80 from Yamaha, and it was like Stevie Wonder's dream machine, and it had all these fantastic sounds. So the first riff that I played was bum, 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 da-dum, bum, bum, when I turned the keyboard on.
Right.
And it was just magical to have the sound, and that's the sound that you hear on the record.
Yes.
And sometimes these sounds inspire you to write certain music, So I had that part, and then I wrote the melody to the verses, and then it came down to the chorus. I just started singing the chorus words that are the chorus words now that exist. And they just came out. They just blurted out, I Bless the Rains Down in Africa. And I knew that I had the title of the song, and I knew that I wanted to be inclusive of lots of different aspects of my personality, writing. It's just kind of a coming of a self-discovery song for this guy. In there, So it took a lot of poetic license.
All right.